Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where I just read headlines and then Hannah tells me either to keep it moving or not based off just the headline. Look, we all know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock. We look at the trendy news stories and then we scroll through them just quick as possible. Like, this is, which are the world's best companies?
We'll take it, yeah.
Apple's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, of
figures.
Course.
Could have guessed that.
Accenture? Microsoft, BMW, and then Amazon.
I was going to say Amazon better be on that list.
Yeah, people like working for Amazon. I've always heard that, actually. Coffee badging.
What does that mean?
Remote workers, kind of like Amazon, are being asked to come back into the office, and people are doing something called coffee badging, where you swipe your office badge in your in-person requirements and then leave as soon as possible, so it looks like you showed up, and then, like, you, so in case they check your, like,
you just got coffee, but it shows that you were at the office.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. Our coffee is so good at this office that our building has apartments at the top of it, and someone that lived in the apartments for a hot second was coming down to our office floor to get our coffee. Yeah,
I forgot that happened.
They are now detained.
How bad is it to decline a social invitation?
How bad?
It's not. So one of the things they said, they did a study. They found that people overestimate the negative consequences of saying no to an invitation. Researchers conducted a series of 5 different studies and both real life and hypothetical scenarios. And every single person thought, oh my God, these people are going to be so mad at me if I say no, I can't do the social event. And basically nothing happened in effect of friendship. But we all went into panic mode when we had to say no, whether it was a real life scenario or a fake scenario.
Rejection is in for 2024.
Yeah, like, no one's going to care. You just
it's
say
actually
no.
Actually, transparency.
Yeah, I've been rejecting social invitations forever. It's just, no, it's great. Starbucks introduces a new latte.
You know, I got Dunkin' this morning, so I'm on a Dunkin' train right now. Keep it moving.
They said it tastes like a pecan pie, but you'll never know about it. Gen Z is bringing back this 90s toy.
What is it?
All right, timer's going off. I'll finish it. The Tamagotchis, those little devices.
Yeah.
It's a virtual pet.
We had to raise it and feed it. It was all virtually, yeah.
Yeah, the $20 toy has gone under a new revamp. And people are saying they're bringing them back, and Gen Z is loving them, and they're now they're taking care of their Tamagotchis.
I'm surprised
again.
It's not just an app.
I know, right? Yeah. It's not even like, remember getting the big on the keychain, and mine would always die. Now I'm a dad. Well, that's not a good sign.
Oh.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we are commercial free still. Let's do a little keep it moving. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because we know you're busy. I'll look at the headlines, and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, we were just talking about the Friends reunion and 30th anniversary. Well, people have released what character you are based off your zodiac sign.
Oh, that's super interesting.
All right, give me your zodiac sign, Hannah.
I'm a Libra.
Libra. You're Ross.
Okay.
No. You're Ross.
Kevin.
God, what are you, Kevin?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. You're Janice.
Oh,
the woman
no.
with the super annoying laugh, they said.
They ran out of 12.
That's terrible.
AB, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Joey! Everyone wants to be Joey. He's everyone's favorite.
Everybody I don't watch Friends, so I don't even really know what that means. But you want to be Joey.
Yeah,
be
everyone
hilarious.
Wants to be Joey. Yeah. Guys, I'm Scorpio. I'm Gunther.
Oh, hey.
That's not bad.
No, Gunther's the worst.
Gunther's fine.
I'm Janice.
Okay, yeah, that's true. All right. What is the best time of the day to shave your legs?
Oh, I need to know. When?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, the critical component of the blood that allows it to clot when you cut yourself. This is like when it's the highest.
Oh,
so it's
boy.
8 o'clock in the morning. That's when you want to shave your legs.
Well, then you go all day with the chance of getting cold, and then goosebumps mm-hmm. will happen, and the hair will grow back faster. I'm a big advocate for shaving at night, but okay.
Please just don't start shaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like right now, like all of a sudden you guys just start shaving. Like, it's 8 a.m. This is the best time to shave.
Let's go.
New term for Tox's bosses called glossing.
You know, I can't keep up with all the terms. Keep it moving.
Has reality TV finally gone too far?
With what?
60% of people say yes. They believe a reality TV has gone too far, profiting off people's pain. A new survey of over 2,000 people said the one that actually broke the straw that broke the camel's back was the season 21 of The Bachelorette finale, where they made her rewatch her engagement breakup on live TV. They're like, guys, this is just getting more and more extreme, and they just don't like it. They feel like it's just too much.
Yeah, I'm watching Love Island right now, and I'm on the episode where Kaylor has to watch Aaron cheat on her, and that's pretty bad. I understand how it's kind of going too far.
Stop watching Love Island.
I can't. I'm addicted.
Oh, no.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.